Say that again then. Why? Sorry.
Cedric. So if everything's same, then why does everything seem not different?
It's only. Or you could say, nobody can really answer that question. You can only say it's in your nature to appear. Why do waves form on the ocean? Why is every blade of grass different? Why is every leaf on every tree different? It's just the nature of the self to appear in infinite, endlessly different expressions. It's one that your mind will wrestle with it for a while. Yes, but why does that do that? Why does rain fall downwards? Gravity, well, why is there gravity? There just is.
Yeah.
Why is there a universe? Well, it just is.
Yeah, what's, if it's all just formless, what's the point? That sounds really negative,
doesn't it? No, but it's a really good question, and it's a sign that you've really taken in what I've said. The other question, the really weird thing I'm going to say that really helped me get this is why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Puts a different angle on it, doesn't it? And I'm not just being, you know, flippant.
Yeah.
If you had infinite power and you knew that you could not die or be changed or be harmed, why not appear as anything and everything?
And I suppose a human body can experience those things.
In a human body, you finally have the capacity to contrast between form and formlessness and go, actually, the form isn't really as real as I thought it was. Appears to be, very, very, very appears to be. It really, really, really does appear to be. But things only feel solid and tangible when I use my human senses, which are in a human, solid, tangible body. They're only solid and tangible relative to something else that seems solid and tangible. But can they actually be different than that formlessness that they have arisen out of? If there's only one ingredient. Like you take some light and refract it through a prism, it appears to be all these different colours. But it's really just the same pure white light, isn't it? Did you suddenly make red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet appear? Or is it all still... Is it possible... Can the rainbow exist without that pure light? Or even the prism? The body is like that prism. It refracts and it all looks like all of this. Looks different. This will need to be revisited a good few times. But the first time you have that thought, well, even if it's just a logical knowing, that's all you ever need is to logically know that. At some point, you just shift to living as it. All this out here is harmless and inert. It's really just like a cloud in the sky that has, it appears to be here, but it's really just me appearing as a different shape. All this out here, you begin to be able to appreciate the appearance of it without fearing it. It's not actually different than you. Because there is only you. How could it be different then? Different means two, doesn't it, in its very essence? This thing is different to that thing. That applies to objects and form, but not to formlessness. And then you see that the form must be the same as a formlessness, even if it looks different. Why does it look different? Because you're looking at it through a form already. Look at it from formlessness, you'll only see formlessness. Which one of those ways to look is most real? Neither. Which one do you select and get rid of the other? Neither. Enjoy them both.
It's crazy because you think, something's hot, it's hot. And then if something's cold, it's cold. So then your mind kind of does think, well, how can they be the same? But if it's, yeah, if it's just the essence is the same ingredient.
Yeah. The ingredient thing was the thing that really did it for me, that I can only make a cake with the ingredients I've got in my cupboard. And I've only got one ingredient. No matter what I change it to make it look like, it's got to be that same one ingredient still.
Mm.
Even if it looks very much unlike what I started with, it's got to be the same thing. That's the only thing there is to work with. Somehow, suddenly, that just becomes like, duh, obvious, you know, that it wasn't before. Just a minute before, it isn't. I really did believe a moment ago that something did change. It became the manifest. Something changed. There are two things.
Yeah.
But if you establish that the unmanifest, the formlessness, is the precursor, has to be there first, and it's the most fundamental aspect of my experience. And the only thing I can prove to really be true is when I directly experience that I'm formless. That's the only thing I can know for certainty.
Mm.
That's all there is in my experience when I look. Every time I look. The very first time I self-inquired, I had that experience. And if I look again now, it'd be the exact same thing. A million years from now, in a different body, I can look and have the same experience of being formless.
I found that for a lot of times when I self-inquire, I just overlooked it.
In what way? You saw it and then moved on quickly without realising, you mean?
Yeah.
Because there's this idea that there is two different things. Of course you'll forget that other thing if you're focused on this thing. If we're focused on form, of course we have to forget the formlessness. As, it's marked in the mind as irrelevant. Not helpful. That's fine, yeah. But how does it help me with all this stuff? Doesn't really, okay, let me.
Mm.
We don't realise we're doing that, obviously. And we all, I remember Ajay saying that the very first time we self-inquire, we get the answer to everything. And then we just walk away from it and go, right, that was good, next. Yeah. You know. It's human nature, isn't it? To be fascinated with the shapes and the forms.
I never even noticed I was overlooking it until quite recently.
Yeah, but that's a significant sign of progress when you realise you've done that. That no matter what happens in my life, I always come back to the same experience of being formless. It's the only thing that's constant every time I look.
Mm.
It's the only thing you can rely on, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing I've been like. It's weird because I can remember experiences like that when I was younger.
Mm.
And I've been searching.
Trying to find it again. You didn't know what you were looking for, though, yeah. We all do that.
Yeah. But you just, like, you're not here, you just go off, and if you were laying on a beach or laying in a field or.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
So, having forgotten it for 10, 15, 20, whatever years, has it changed? Has anything happened? Really? Even if we never spoke again in this lifetime, you and I, and you did no more self-inquiry, spiritual work ever, somehow managed to forget what you'd seen in all the satsangs and meditation, it still wouldn't change anything, would it? A million years ago, before there are any bodies, human bodies, or whenever human beings first appeared, if you could go back to before that, was it different? Was there anything other than formlessness? A billion years into the future, would it be any different? If you go right across the other side of the universe, would it be anything different? Is there anything other than formlessness?
Yeah.
If you could go across the other side of the universe, you can't because it's infinite, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
if a person in China suddenly self-inquired for the first time, would they find anything different? If your great auntie Betty, you know, was able to somehow self-inquire, would she find anything different? 10 generations from now, would there be anything different? You see what I'm sort of striving at? Even if we spend our entire existence fascinated with the shapes and the forms, the appearance of manifestation, then it doesn't mean there's anything other than the formless or manifest ever.
You still think that's of the body, though, that I think that, I mean, you don't. I can see that it's not, but you still, your thoughts still think that's of the body, don't they?
In what way can you explain?
Like, without, maybe not, because maybe it's not of the body, but without the body, you wouldn't know.
Without the body, you couldn't see the shapes and the appearance.
But you wouldn't know the self, would you?
No. And it's the ironic thing that you are not the form, and the form doesn't really exist independently. But without the appearance of a form, you can't perceive the formlessness that you are. And that's really the answer to your why question. Why does all this appear then? If there is an answer, it really is so you can see yourself. In a flower, you're having an experience of being a flower. In a cat, you're being a cat. In a human being, you're being a human being. But you can also sometimes be yourself fully, which is to recognise what you really are.
And I suppose that's why you think the body's more important, just naturally, don't you?
Yeah.
Like people who are...
If there's nothing in this room at all, if I cleared everything out of this room and there was just the space, demolished the walls and everything, and then suddenly somebody put something appeared in that space, of course my attention would go straight to that, wouldn't it? If I was looking, if I was the space and I was looking from all over, and suddenly something appeared in that space, of course my attention would immediately go to that thing and I'd be fascinated with it. And then it started to move around and do things and seem to change and grow, and I'd be like, wow, look at that. You know, it's a, how does it do that? And then there I'd see all these other things and I'd go, look at those other things. You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah. Look at the trees and look at the flowers growing and look at...
And you become fascinated with comparing differences. Look, that's a tree. It's insentient and this is sentient. We're constantly comparing with our human senses, and that's what they're there for, isn't it? To measure difference and distance and how things are compare to, and the mind will analyse and categorise the difference of appearance. And that's all fine, it's fine. Like, I need to know that my car is different than me on one level, otherwise I wouldn't know how to get to work, would I? If you just sat there and go, I don't know where my car is, you'd have to phone, I don't even know what my phone is, to phone my boss and say I'm going to be late because I can't remember what my car is or what a road is. So on one level, all the seems to be-ness is fine. You wouldn't know what food is to put it in your body to sustain the body if you suddenly lost all that seems to be-ness, all the appearance.
I've got something I was just wondering. Consciousness, that's an awareness. A consciousness and awareness, the same thing.
Ultimately, yeah, there's only one. When awareness, when the pure self goes through a human body, we call it consciousness, but it's, or sentience, or intelligence, whatever, mind.
Yeah. So is it, so if you were, can you be aware of consciousness? No.
Ask me in a different way. Ask me again the same question, different way.
So if you conscious, it's just to be awake and experience it, isn't it? Like, as a person.
The waking state, you could say, is consciousness.
Yeah. So, that's all the same thing, isn't it? I was just trying to think, what's the difference between awareness and consciousness, but it's the same thing.
Really, the only difference, if you could say, is that it appears to be looking from just one particular location.
Consciousness.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have said
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But the same consciousness is appearing in everything. Every human being even is having the same I consciousness, isn't it? I woke up, I went to sleep, I dreamt, I brushed
yeah.
my teeth, I went to work, I.
And you can turn consciousness off.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep, or like you get an anaesthetic.
Or in samadhi, deep, gone. You don't have any awareness of time and space anymore, do you? Temporarily.
Yeah. So.
And it really begins when the body begins, and it ends when the body ends. Consciousness.
Yeah.
In its, you could see it's actually a little bit different to that, but don't worry, it's limited, isn't it, in its expression. It needs a human body.
Yeah.
And it feels like I. And there's nothing wrong with that feeling, that's not going to go away, otherwise how would I know that I need to go to the toilet or something? Even in the fully awakened state, there might still be that sense of I for a while. You just won't identify, it will just be thoughts then in the head. I, consciousness is just thoughts in the head, really.
But consciousness is the self. No, I'm trying to describe the self, trying to,
but my cat. All you have to do is apply the same thing we were looking at. Can consciousness be different than the self? If all there is a formless self, and suddenly I seem to be conscious here, so something seems to have started here when this body was formed, and I seem to be here, can it be any different than what it arose out of, you know?
Mm.
Consciousness, you could say, is a function of the biological, it's limited to biology, basically. It needs a biological form.
Yeah.
Whether that form be a flower, or a tree, or a in an inert object, an insentient object, is having the experience of being completely unaware.
Yeah.
And the experience of being a rock is probably not that exciting. You know, I don't know for certain, but you know. I can imagine it's pretty peaceful and dull.
Consciousness is more, if you tried to describe it, it would seem more like the self. Because you can't, it hasn't got, does it have form or does it have?
It will seem to be independent and evolving consciousness. It seems like it's more self-aware in a human being than it is in a flower.
Yeah.
It seems to be able to make progress. It seems to be able to evolve and remember and understand, and it seems to be appearing as all these ever more awake, aware forms. Even in humanity, you can see the Neanderthals were less aware than Homo sapiens. You know, so you can see the unfoldingness of consciousness as it's looking, trying to look at itself, the self, in an ever clearer way.
I get myself confused when I think about consciousness. So you can't, when you're not thinking or experiencing, you're not conscious.
Yeah. You're having the same experience as unconsciousness, but the body's still awake, isn't it? If there's only one thing, there can't be any experience, because experience need two things, me that experiences it and what I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
But if the eye that's experiencing it and the thought that's happening, the experience, whatever, is all the self, there can't be any separate experiencing. Do you need me to go over that again?
Yeah. I think it hurt, yeah.
If human beings normally operate from a level of experience, I'm experiencing this thing that's happening, I'm experiencing the passage of time, first thing I experienced was birth, and then I go experience my life, and then I'll experience death. And the nature of experience is it's dualistic. There's an I experiencing and what it's experiencing.
Right, okay.
And that can't be true in the ultimate state. Experience has to stop. The same thing's going on through the senses, but there's no central agent here going, I'm experiencing this, what does it mean to me?
Right, okay.
For me, the senses are still taking in stimuli. And even if mind thinks about what the stimuli is, there's nobody claiming this is my experience. It's just
okay,
like,
yeah.
Muji says it really well actually, the camera's rolling but there's no film in it. There's nothing recording or...
Right, okay.
You can look through the body camera and experience all of this.
Mm.
But without fortifying a sense of I experiencing it.
When you self inquire and you don't, and you check in and there's no thoughts or nothing, isn't that just consciousness?
Yeah, same.
Mm.
There is only, whether you call it mind or ego or self or consciousness, there is only you by different names.
Yeah.
When you think of yourself in small and limited ways, you tend to call you ego or person or separateness.
Mm.
When you think of yourself in unlimited ways, you tend to call it self.
Mm. My mind is struggling to understand the self again, you know, from the human perspective.
And that's normal. Nobody's mind can grasp it. Nobody's. You can't. It's whether you call it unmanifest or manifest, it's the same thing. It'll always appear to be different. In fact, the root meaning of the word manifest means to make visible that which was invisible. If you really look at, you know, I'm like with my word meanings.
Yeah.
And then the root meaning of the word unmanifest would be invisible, you know, if you take it further. Something hasn't actually appeared in front of me, it's just now visible where it wasn't before. Why is it suddenly visible? Because my human senses are able to pick up the vibration.
Yeah.
And my brain says that vibration is gainer, you know, or chair, or tree.
Yeah.
It's probably a good place to leave it for now, to let that.
Yeah.
You've done the one thing you needed to do, which to see that there's only one thing. That might seem forgotten now, or that you can't get it right now, or it's gone again.
Yeah.
But it's really, all you need to do is just run that thought sequence. You see how we took it right from... Yeah.
You can't change the spit and the ingredient.
Once you see that the space is never disturbed, it can't be moved aside because that's something that would happen to a form.
Yeah.
If I shoved you, you'd fall backwards. But if I shove the space, nothing happens. You know.
Mm.
Mm. So we've been attributing qualities of a shape or a form to the formlessness, which it doesn't really have.
Okay, yeah.
I've been thinking that either formlessness to have an end or a boundary somewhere, which cannot be so. I can prove that right now because I can't divide the space. I can't do it somehow. Even if I chop it with a knife, it's not gonna. I get a chainsaw, you know.
Yeah.
You can only end or separate something that's solid or tangible.
Mm.
Once you've established that, that's most of the work done. And then at some point, the idea arises that anything that comes out of that space has to be the space, even if it looks very different.
Weird.
It is. It's like, oh, that's just really different. It's because we've been taught to think a certain way, haven't we?
Yeah.
All this stuff out here is real, and all, you know, when I self-inquire, that's less real. That's how we've been holding it for a certain amount of time.
Mm.
This is like flipping that on its head almost.
Yeah.
Turn it upside down. Okay, what's really real is me. You can't even really say, oh, that this is unreal, because it is the self, it is you. It's just as real as you.
Mm.
What's unreal about it is that it can exist on its own as a separate thing.
Mm.
It's the idea of creation that we're hacking away at here. Was something ever created out of the unmanifest? Was the universe ever created? The universe being all the sum total of all the ways that you can appear. Really, that's all it is.
Yeah, it is creation, isn't it? And that's what you...
With no creation, there can be no destruction or dissolution.
Mm.
The two things are... Only if something appears, can it disappear. You know, if something actually begins, can it end? All this appears to have begun. And it might appear to end, but it's not actually the same.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea and forget about it all for a while now. Just, you know, leave it for a couple of days and listen again, and it'll just be a little bit more obvious each time. What seems new and weird now will just become obvious. Well, of course it's got to be that way. Of course.
Yeah.
You crossed that bridge for the first time, though. You've done that in thought, and you've got there in thought, so that's the major hurdle done. Just embrace the weirdness. Just, you know, most people run away and go, that's just too weird, I can't. You know, what if everything I thought about everything was wrong? You know.
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of a movie I saw once. I can't remember what it was. It was something. What was it, a program? I can't remember. And it was basically, it was along the lines of when you're not looking, you know, if these human senses are not looking at something, there's nothing there.
Hmm. There's nothing there. Yeah, no object there. All the objects are only seen through the senses. Is the Stephen King thing, the Langoliers or whatever they call it. Everything keeps dissolving as it moves out of their experience. Everything's dissolving and yeah. But it's really only the same as your eyes closed. None of it's there with your eyes closed when you're not there to see it. You can't hear the sounds with your ears closed either.
Mm.
And you're quite happy to get rid of all the appearance at night time when you sleep. You're like, bye, I'm off, right? Shut down.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Yeah. Yay.
Want to get rid of it.
So it all seems to be here with the senses and it's fine. You know, it really isn't. That's really the awakened state. There's nothing other to it than that. You don't try to get rid of all the seems to be-ness. You can actually enjoy it now. Really enjoy it, knowing it is you. As this sinks in, there'll be nothing out there that can affect you because it is you. There is only you. There's only one ingredient, and that's you. that breeds a kind of fearlessness and confidence and clarity and peace when it really sort of establishes itself in your thoughts.
Yeah.
It just happens with repetition. There's nothing else that needs to be done, just repetition of that. The work is to get to that point where you could have the thought today, the realization, it must be the same.
Mm.
It must be the same thing as what it's made out of.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't really understand why I ever thought it must be something different. If I start with one thing, how can I make two? It's, even if I divide that one thing into two, they're still the same, aren't they? Have a glass of wine and forget about it. I'll turn this off for now.